of six straight, including each of the first two here at SRP. The Wood Ducks, after a win in the opener by a score of 9-5, another four-run victory last night. Six runs on 15 hits for Down East, and a 6-2 victory to boot. Back-to-back solid wins and back-to-back ball games in which all nine starters under skipper Carlos Maldonado have reached base at least once. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Maldonado trotting out the exact same starting nine, 1-9, for the third game in a row. Wood Ducks continue to climb their way up the top of the North Division in a crowded spot as everybody tries to match the Mudcats, who won the first half and earned the second slot in the playoffs across the divisional round. We'll take a look at that Cintas standings board very quickly. The Fred Nats jumped off to a red-hot start at the beginning of July, and they are 20-12, the best record in the second half of the Carolina League. Fredericksburg looking for their first playoff appearance in the last two seasons. Carolina 2.5 games behind them, and both Salem and Down East are within a win of second place against the Mudcats. Carolina's already punched their ticket, so no matter what happens in the second half, they will be into the first round of the playoffs. But it's going to come down to, it appears, Fredericksburg, Salem, and Down East. And as we mentioned, very few teams as hot as the Wood Ducks are right here. Six straight wins, back-to-back wins here. And the offense has been tough to tame. On the south side, the Charleston River Dogs trying to continue their dominance in the Carolina League. Won each of the last three league championships. And Charleston at 19-11, two games ahead of the Fireflies atop the South Division. Green Jackets at 9-21, looking up at the rest of their foes in the South. Myrtle Beach, 3.5 games, the only other team ahead of 500 in the South Division. But right now, Charleston, who has had a better record with each passing month, had their best of the four so far in July. Back-to-back months over 500, and the River Dogs out of the Rays system are in line for what could be their fourth consecutive playoff berth. We'll see Charleston next week for the third time this year, and first at Joseph P. Riley Park when we head out to the Holy City. As the Green Jackets wrap up the second half slate, Augustus played Charleston decently well, but the Green Jackets are trying to snap out of what's been a rough go on the far side of the All-Star break. Offense been up and down, a rotation that has seen more than its fair share of workload. Nearly every arm Augusta has set a career high in innings this year, and the Green Jacket pitchers have felt that a little bit. Garrett Bauman and Didier Fuentes in back-to-back ball games this week have produced high strikeout numbers, but both have allowed long balls. Down East, who is second in the Carolina League in home runs and first in the North Division in long balls, have left the yard five times thus far in the first two games. Two from Marcos Torres, two from Ashedri Vargas, and one from Pablo Guerrero. Those home runs came fast and furious. Down East has been at their best in the second and third times through the order and been able to nickel and dime and add against the bullpen. Green Jackets trying to change that tonight, and the man who's going to do that, returning to the mound, a very welcome sight indeed, as Augusta welcomes back Adam Meyer. Seventh round pick back in 2022 out of Oregon. 2-4 this year with a 4.53 ERA across 12 starts, but has not thrown in the last 6 weeks due to some shoulder fatigue. Meyer back in the swing of things today. He's been building up slowly but surely over the last couple weeks and is ready to go against Down East. Sinker, slider, and changeup for Meyer, who was up to 98 in college. He'll sit 90-92 here in the pro ranks on the far side of Tommy John surgery. Meyer has phenomenal movement on all three of his pitches, and as a result, when he stays out of the middle of the zone, he can inhibit some swing and miss. 56 strikeouts to just 12 walks for Meyer this season, pardon me there. But in his last time out, did not make it out of the fifth, seven hits and six runs against Salem. Meyer's outings come down to sinker control, whether he's missing in the big part of the zone or whether he's able to bury the fastball and run it away from lefties and in on the hands of right-handers. On the opposite side, he'll see the 20-year-old right-hander Colton Curtis making start number 10 on the season. And for the first time this year, he'll start in back-to-back ball games. Had been alternating in and out of the rotation with a piggyback arm in the form of Willian Bormy, who we will see come behind him today. But Augusta trying to get a jump on Curtis, who has been a tough man to square up. Opponents hitting just 175 against the young right-hander out of the state of Florida. Green Jackets with a pair of transactions this afternoon. Isaiah Drake added to the 7-day injured list retroactive to yesterday. He last played on Saturday. So Drake hoping for a quick recovery, and then another player leaving the roster, albeit for a much more positive reason, as L.J. McDonough, the right-handed reliever, who was tied for the team lead in appearances, gets called up to High A Rome today. Very happy for L.J., and congratulations to him and his family after signing as a UDFA last year. McDonough's been strong, and in his most recent outing with Augusta over the weekend in Myrtle, faced three and struck out three, two-pitch mix, and has the mix of a good reliever. No moves for Down East since the trio of arms came up. They had a lot coming into this week, and the newcomers for the Wood Ducks have been solid. Jose De Jesus, Jeremy Cabrera, and Pablo Guerrera, each with multiple hits in their first three ball games in the single-A level. And they have once again become quick mainstays after each of them had solid seasons in the Arizona Complex League, where they hit over 300 each and every one of them. Green Jackets in the home whites, Down East back in the road black uniforms. And we are now ready for the national anthem and first pitch. Alvin Ledbetter will be singing today's rendition. And then we go back as Adam Meyer returns back to the hill. Hot summer night on the Savannah River, and the Green Jackets hoping to heat their bats up after back-to-back drops against the Wood Ducks to start off the six-game series. I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. We welcome you into the Green Jacket Baseball Network from SRP Park, home of Augusta Green Jacket Baseball since 2018. Down East with a 6-2 win last night, had 15 hits to go around, had plenty of chances up and down, scoring five of their six against Didier Fuentes, the starter who took the loss through 4 2/3. Third night in a row, Carlos Maldonado trots out the same exact starting nine. Jose De Jesus leading off with a Shedry Vargas, Baker Barroso, and Julian Brock behind him. Barroso flipping from first base to DH tonight. That's the only change. He swaps places with Pablo Guerrero, who hits behind Jeremy Cabrera 5-6. Esteban Mejia at third, Chandler Pollard at second, and Marco Torres in left. That's the starting order for the Wood Ducks out of the Rangers organization. Green Jackets get the return of Adam Meyer onto the mound. 13th start of the year, but first in about 40 days, last through on June 21st. And after missing all of July, back with a vengeance. 2-4, a 4.53 ERA for the 2022 draft pick. Command numbers have been very solid, 56 strikeouts, so just over one per inning, but only 12 walks. Does not miss out of the zone very often. When Meyer gets into trouble, the sinker stays up, so does the breaking ball. And when he misses in the big part of the zone, opponents have had little trouble finding the barrel. The days he gets going, however, Meyer can mix three pitches incredibly well, sinker, slider, and changeup, and be dangerous with all three. Former Oregon Duck going against the Wood Ducks. 91 degrees and sunny with not much breeze to speak of. Hot night, crowd still filing in, and the hand fans are going up and down the concourse, passing them around as folks walked in. They are much needed tonight and tomorrow. Green Jackets trying to snap out of this losing streak, get their first win of the year against Down East. Into the month of August, we are underway. Jose De Jesus fouls the sinker back into the net. 7:06 start time. when the breeze goes very lightly right to left across the outfield. Meyer in the shadows, loops the changeup in. It's fouled out of play once more. As the first half of the season progressed for Meyer, the changeup got utilized more and more, especially against lefties. DeJesus, a switch hitter from the left side, behind 0-2. On the ground to second base, handled by Wilmer De La Cruz. And he'll put away DeJesus for a leadoff out number one. Green Jacket defense sees Noah Williams in left, Cade Kern in center, and Junior Garcia in right. Sanchez and Olsowski on the corners. John Heal at short. De La Cruz out at second. Jacob Godman behind the plate. Batter is the red-hot Ashedri Vargas, who has homered in each of the two games this series. First pitch swinging, as was DeJesus. Sinker fouled away. Meyer 89-91 to start. Very good arm side run. Gets horizontal and vertical movement with that sinker, and it tunnels well off of his slider. Nothing and one on the shortstop. There's the first slider of the day. Misses inside. Tons of sweep on the sharp breaking ball. And the quicker Meyer finds that with six right-handers in the lineup, could be very efficient. 1-1 off the end of the bat popped up. Slider caught a good portion of the zone, but Vargas pulled away. A lot of foul balls starting off for Down East. Zero swings and misses through the first two batters for Meyer, but he's ahead 1-2. Vargas 4-for-9 with a couple long balls this week. A lot of solid contact for the shortstop. 1-2 coming home. Slider, check swing, the appeal to first, and he did not go around. A close call. Liana Ricks is out in the field, saying no swing. Dominic Romero behind the plate. Based on what we saw from Romero on Tuesday in terms of his zone, he will get bigger as the day goes along, but will start out generally a bit wide against righties. 2-2 sinker foul back. Hardest pitch of the night so far at 93. The one blemish offensively for the Wood Ducks this series has been the strikeouts. 14 punchouts on Tuesday, 15 last night. But when the ball is in play, it's often hit hard. Another 2-2. Chop foul once again down the left field line. Meyer around the zone consistently. That's not uncommon for him. Trying to put Vargas away and start off the day with back-to-back outs. Seventh pitch of the at-bat now. Slider way outside. Could not entice Vargas to chase, and the count goes full. Baker Barroso, the DH, is on deck. Vargas, decent speed when he gets on as well. Can't concede to the power hitter either. 3-2. Down the left field line, foul once again into the Green Jacket bullpen. Lot of sinkers for Meyer. All have been around the thighs, trying to bury something here. Vargas continues to fight, and he will rope a base hit through the left field side. Vargas just hanging around until he got a sinker high enough to handle, and Ashedri Vargas has hits in all three games. One on, one out for Baker Barroso. Vargas, 19 steals in 25 tries this season. He's 1-for-1 this week. Both base sides have ran well against the opposite catchers. Barroso, 3-for-10 this week. Slider outside, ball one. With a layoff over a month like Meyer had, trying to find the command in-game. You can place on the corners all you want in the bullpens, but eventually you have to face a live hitter. Meyer picks over, a sidearm toss, checking on Vargas. Not a ton of speed at home plate. Green Jacket shifted to the pull side on the infield, looking for an early twin kill. Fastball high and tight, ball two. Sinker anywhere from 88 to 93 here in inning number one for Meyer. Looking to regain both velocity and command here early against the Wood Ducks. Behind 2-0 out of the stretch. Outside ball three. Three consecutive outside the zone for Meyer. None particularly close. Neither side has scored in the first inning yet this week. But Down East a good chance to get going quickly. Trying to attack Meyer before he settles in. Taking all the way on the 3-0. Down the middle for strike one, running towards the inner half at the last moment. Barroso does not walk very often, but ahead 3-1 here. Just 8 free passes in 20 games played. Runner starts and stops. Soft chopper towards third. Going to be a tough play for Sanchez. Can't pick it up on the bare hand. An infield single for Baker Barroso. He likely would have beat that ball out regardless. Sanchez was deep. We've seen a handful of infield singles for the Wood Ducks already this week. 2-on, 1-out for the cleanup man, Julian Brock. Brock behind the plate for the third day in a row. Wood Ducks have 3 catchers on the roster, including Barroso, who's DHing, and Jesus Moreno, who we haven't seen. Brock continuing to shoulder a heavy load early. Trying to get Down East on the board first in the top of inning number one. 17 pitches already for Adam Meyer. Sinker throttled up the middle. De La Cruz was playing there and cannot beat the runner to second. Line drive snagged off the ground, and Brock is retired on a hard hit out number two. Meyer had to duck out of danger, and the shift works well. That brings a smile to the face of infield coach Connor Justice, who often sets the defensive alignments. Wood Ducks have been very adept at hitting against the shift this season so far. 2-on, 2-out for Yeremy Cabrera, the left-hander. Change up, fouled back, hung a little bit. Nothing in one on Cabrera. Meyer has been fairly equal to both sides. Righty's 248, lefty's 255. Been in the zone time after time so far in this first inning. 0-1 pitch is a fastball upstairs. Vargas out at second, very good speed. Barroso at first. Does not run especially well. Outfield is deep all the way around. Left fielder Noah Williams, the shallowest of the three. 1-1 on the ground to first. Snared by Joe Olsovsky. He'll take it to the bag himself, and it's a scoreless return to play for Adam Meyer. Pair of base hits and 2 men left on. It'll be Colton Curtis on the bump for Down East when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change.
Top three unchanged for Augusta's lineup. Guanipa, Hill, and Garcia. Kern, Luis Sanchez, and Jacob Godman in the middle with Joe Olsovsky, Noah Williams, and Wilmer De La Cruz rounding out the order against Colton Curtis. 20-year-old right-hander in his second full professional season. Luis Guanipa DHing tonight. Starts off the bottom of inning number one. He takes a fastball low at 94, checking off the mitt of Julian Brock. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for Curtis, who has really exploded out of nowhere this season and made a solid impact on Down East. Guanipa hammers a fastball straight back 1-1. Curtis this year 4-5 with a 3.05 ERA. This is appearance number 18 and start number 10. First time this year he's made back-to-back starts. Guanipa looking to get the offense going in his 10th game at the single-A level. Slider foul back, 1-2. We've seen the loud tools from Guanipa. Good speed, very fast hands. The bat speed is certainly plus. A little bit indecisive on his decision making, but still just 18, very young for the level, and getting his feet wet in the Carolina League. Curtis ahead, 1-2 on the first man he faces. Target low and out. Slider popped up behind second base. Pollard out, Cabrera in. The right fielder Cabrera makes the call and the catch. Leadoff man put away, bringing up John Heel. Down East for the second time in three nights. Back in their black uniforms with the green writing and the orange numbers on the front and back. Black cap over top. Green lettering spelling out D-E-W-D-S. Dudes Down East Wood Ducks on the front. First pitch to Heel. He chases a fastball low for strike one. John looking for his first hit of the week. Got on base twice yesterday and stole second both times. Great speed from the shortstop. Brilliant slider makes it nothing in two. Curtis, a solid mix and tough to square up. Opponents 175 on the year, the average. Slider strike three. Quickly disposes of Heel. Back-to-back batters retired to start. Down East defense, Torres, DeJesus, and Cabrera on the outfield. Left to right, it's Mejia, Vargas, Pollard, and Guerrero on the infield with Julian Brock catching. First lefty to face Colton Curtis will be Junior Garcia. In the three-hole once again, he's in right tonight. Bounce between right and left so far this series. Infield pull side, outfield shallow. Fastball bounces in from Curtis. Just shy of a strikeout per inning for Colton Curtis. Walks have greatly improved as the season has gone on. Walked just four across four appearances in the month of July. Fastball popped up down the left field line, foul. Inside out swing on a low fastball against Garcia, 1-1. Junior, like Heel before him, still looking for his first hit of the week, but has walked four times in eight plate appearances, been very patient. Curveball misses outside. You'll see the 12-6 curve more often against lefties, the slider more so against right-handers. Slider is the sharper of the two breaking balls. Garcia ahead 2-1, trying to avoid the 1-2-3 inning to start off the night for Colton Curtis. Fastball around the outside corner. Garcia stopped the hands, but Dominic Romero gives Curtis the call anyways. Count even at twos. Curtis looking to go 1-2-3. Garcia widens out on the left side. Change up in the dirt, strike three swinging. Curtis shows off the full arsenal. An impressive first inning for Colton Curtis. 1-2-3 go the Jackets. No score after one.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
21 pitch first inning for Adam Meyer, but worked out of danger, allowed two singles with one out, but then left both men on base right where they began. Pablo Guerrero will lead off the top of inning number two. Esteban Mejia and Chandler Pollard behind him, each getting their first look at Adam Meyer of the season. This is game three of a six-game set, the first of two second-half series between the Wood Ducks and Green Jackets. Augusta will end the season at Granger Stadium in the first week of September. Pablo Guerrero takes a fastball inside. 2-for-7 for the 18-year-old. Celebrated his birthday in style last night with his first single-A home run. A long shot down the left field line. Meyer's slider off the inside corner. Nearly came back to the edge. Had Guerrero diving out of danger, but Pablo's ahead 2-0. First base for the second time in three games for Guerrero. Also has DH'd once. Swinging freely on a 2-0 fastball, and he was over top of the sinker, fouling it back on a hop. Meyer getting more movement on the sinker so far in this inning, especially if the warm-ups are any indication. Looking to get back in the swing of things. 2-1. Ripped into left field for a base hit. Off-speed hung, and that will go all the way to the wall. Williams plays it off the fence, fires into second. The tag is not in time. It's a leadoff double for Pablo Guerrero. Three hits in 3 days for Pablo, and all of them have gone for extra bases. Against the right-handers, the Green Jackets continue to play their left fielders deep into left center, and Down East is saying, okay, we'll just pull the ball down the line. There's nobody in that area. It's been wide open and open for business. Leadoff base runner on for the Wood Ducks for Esteban Mejia. Third baseman, 2-for-8 with 5 strikeouts this week. Meyer back to the stretch. Sinker tips off the glove of Godman to the backstop. See if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. Wasn't all too close to the zone, but Godman still got a glove on it. Looked like a late reaction from the catcher. Guerrero easily into third base. Wood Ducks with a prime chance. Man, 90 feet away from being the opening run with nobody out in the second. Meyer back to the windup. Slider misses above the head of Mejia. Adam Meyer trying to find the command here in this second inning. It's been confirmed to be a wild pitch rather than a pass ball. Meyer behind 2-0 for the second straight batter. Mejia tips the sinker into the mitt for strike one. Corners are up, Sanchez and Olsovsky. Heel and De La Cruz up the middle, playing back. Outfield again shifted towards center field. Two balls and a strike. Slider into left field. Nobody there. Base hit. Guerrero comes around to score. Mejia gets his second RBI of the week. Throw in from Williams keeps him there. Not a play Noah Williams is likely to make if he's in a traditional starting place. But he had no play, no chance to try based on where the shift had him. A 1-0 lead for the Wood Ducks. And the offensive barrage continues. 15 hits last night, 10 hits the night before, 4 hits and 3 outs against Meyer so far. The three offenses Augusta has seen during this skid, Kannapolis, Myrtle Beach, and now Down East, it's been hit after hit. The team average against for Augusta pitching has skyrocketed as of late. The extra bases come when necessary. But solid contact on pitches in the big part of the zone have been in unison in the last 10 games. Chandler Pollard trying to drop a bunt down, knocks it straight back instead. Pollard with fantastic speed, the second baseman out of Kennesaw, Georgia. 2-for-6 on base, 3 times in 7 tries. Decent speed at first in Mejia, even better speed at the plate. 0-1. On the ground to third, big hop for Sanchez, the second for one. De La Cruz to first, 5-4-3. That was a rocket off the bat of Pollard and a much-needed double play. Two outs and nobody on. Marcos Torres, the 9-hitter. Final man to see Meyer. Torres 184 on the year, but had 2 home runs in the series opener back on Tuesday. Change up on the outside corner. Strike one for Meyer. Down East with an early lead to hand to Colton Curtis, who looked incredible in the first inning. Slider just below the knees. An emphatic frame from Jacob Godman. Bit of an extra flourish at the end. It was already a close pitch. Ball and a strike against Marcos Torres. Meyer from the windup. Chop towards first. Olsovsky knocks it down. Takes it to the bag. Second inning in a row that ends with a ground out to Joe Olsovsky. Wood Ducks get on the board first. Double for Guerrero. RBI single for Esteban Mejia. 1-0 halfway through the second.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Colton Curtis went 1-2-3 through the first inning of pop-up and two strikeouts, showed all four of his pitches against the top three, and looked to be in plus control of all of them. Don't know how far Curtis is going to go with a piggyback arm behind him, but that first inning, certainly an efficient one. Cade Kern leading off the bottom of the second. Down east up 1-0, RBI single from Mejia in the top half. Kern underneath the fastball for strike one. Cade in center field tonight with Guanipa DHing and Isaiah Drake added to the injured list, retroactive to yesterday. Kern 1-for-7 in the two games he's played thus far this week. 0-1 fouled back, back-to-back fastballs. That one crashes off the plexiglass just above the press box. Thump straight back by Kern, but now he's behind nothing and two, and the secondaries have been strong for Curtis. First base side of the rubber, out of the windup. Slider, strike three looking. Kern tried to hold back, but Dominic Romero said that was close enough for strike three. Right on the outer edge, dotted up, third straight strikeout for Colton Curtis. Luis Sanchez is 2-for-7 with a walk, a steal, and an RBI in two games played. With Drake going to the IL, Augusta now working with just a three-man bench at the current juncture. Slider bounces in for ball one. Jackets on the bench today have the backup catcher Harry Owen, Will Verdung, who gets a night off, and Cam McGee, the lefty infielder. Ball and no strikes on Sanchez. He's at third today after back-to-back games at second. Swapping places with De La Cruz. Fastball, stroke down the right field line, but back foul. Evens the count. Curtis has been 94-96. Seems like the Rangers might have something here. A lot of development in place, but impressive early, and the numbers have been good all season. Slider chopped off the front foot and rolls harmlessly down the third base line. That'll be strike two on Sanchez in a relatively painful manner. Jose Marcano, the bullpen catcher, has just approached the green jacket pen. Don't know how short of a leash Meyer is on, but we'll keep you posted on if there's any further movement. 1-2 to Sanchez in the dirt and to the backstop on the slider. Evens the count at two. And that shows what Curtis has going right now. That ball was never close to the zone, and Sanchez still had the hand started. 2-2 on the third baseman. Jackets looking for their first base runner. Slider driven out to left center field. DeJesus going back and over to his right. Puts it away for out number two. Five straight outs for Colton Curtis. In steps the catcher, Jacob Godman, an even 200 on the season. Two long balls, 11 RBIs. Went 0 for 4 in his only game played. That was back on Tuesday night. Undrafted free agent out of Oral Roberts last season. Fastball low and under the mitt of Brock. That's the third or fourth time already we've seen a ball hit off the mitt of Brock. Hasn't been able to snare everything he's seen from Curtis so far. Curtis, the 1-0, bounced in once more. When Colton has missed, he has missed down and occasionally to the glove side. He'll go back to the rosin bag and try to reset his command. Godman in the driver's seat, 2-0. Pitch to Godman, driven down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and that's halfway up the fence. Godman will sprint in towards second. He's ahead of the throw. It's a two-out double for Jacob Godman. Godman gets the first hit and first base runner for Augusta. A hammered line drive down the left field line. Jackets looking to equalize right after the Wood Ducks took the lead in the top of the second. Joe Olsovsky batting for the first time today. Right on right. Curtis starts with a breaking ball in the dirt. First time out of the stretch for Colton Curtis. Last through on July 26th against Fayetteville. Three scoreless innings with one hit in a spotless start. Olsovsky at first base today. Utility man has gone all over the infield this season. Fastball broken bat, knocked down by the shortstop Vargas. Going to be a long throw in time. What a play by Ashedri Vargas. Deep into the hole and gets Olsovsky by a step. Two out knock for Godman, but he cannot come around to score.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
1-0 ball game after two. Downey striking first for the second game in a row. And they'll be back at their top of the order. Jose De Jesus leading off inning number three. A run on four hits against Adam Meyer. Series of hard contacts. A key double play off the bat of Chandler Pollard allowed Meyer to work out of further damage. De Jesus grounded out to second, leading off the ball game. Switch hitter is 4-for-11 in the three games since getting called up from the Complex League. De Jesus was phenomenal in the ACL, hit .335 with 21 steals. First pitch changeup off the end of the bat into shallow center. Cade Kern lazily waiting underneath. One pitch, one out. It's the kind of efficiency Adam Meyer could stand to see some more of. Augusta would love to get as much out of Meyer as he can be granted. Not certain if there is a hard cap or what that would be in his first start in 6 weeks. Now taking on Ashedri Vargas, who singled in his opening at bat. Vargas swings through the fastball for strike one. Meyer going up and down with the sinker more than we've seen from him. Usually likes to live at the bottom portion of the zone. Slider, front door, and a beauty. 0-2. Vargas to two strikes for the second at bat in a row. Had a 9-pitch AB, finished with a knock in the first. Meyer coming home. Slider spun into left field for a base hit. Long run for Williams. Vargas looking for two. Williams up throwing. Not in time. And again, the shift of Noah Williams comes back to bite the Green Jackets. Noah so far into left center, that extra handful of paces allows Vargas an extra 90 feet. Whole left field line is open. Vargas is 2-for-2. Batter is Baker Barroso, as Down East looks to add to their lead. Right-hander throwing in the pen for Augusta. Slider outside, 1-0 on Barroso. Appears to be Anthony Garcia in the pen for the Green Jackets. Right on right for Barroso. Singled his last time up. Fastball inside, ball two. Meyer's up to 40 pitches on the day, 26 strikes. Third consecutive inning, Augusta has seeded a man into scoring position against the Wood Ducks. Two balls and no strikes. Meyer checks back out at second. Sinker on a line to Olsowski, who makes the catch. Olsowski's been a busy man at first so far tonight, made each play with grace and dignity.
Catcher, number 19.
Two outs in the frame. Now it's Julian Brock's chance for a two-out RBI. And Noah Williams has moved even further towards center. Brock lined out up the middle his last time up. Slider on the inner half, strike one. Wilmer De La Cruz was playing up the middle when he denied Brock a base hit. He'll stay in that same position, which also enables him to hold Vargas tight at second. No balls in a strike. Meyer from the stretch. Chop towards third. Big bounce and handled in foul territory by Sanchez, who flips it over to Rolando Gutierrez, currently acting as the defender of the Green Jacket bullpen. Have to have somebody protecting your pitcher and catcher, especially the catcher whose back is to home plate. 0-2 on Brock. Meyer looking for his second zero in three tries after the one-out double. Slider in the dirt, kicks away from Godman. Vargas will advance. Didn't go very far, but Ashedri Vargas had a monumental secondary lead. It'll be the second wild pitch for Meyer in three innings. Meyer will alert Liana Ricks that he's going to the windup. Have to keep the umpire informed to avoid getting called for a balk. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout of the night for Adam Meyer comes at a key time. He'll strand Vargas over at third base. Augusta looking to get on the board and tie or take the lead.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Those
fans
of you
all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball.
Those of you with us on MILB TV saw during the break they're staying well fed in the picnic pavilion. Green Jackets trying to feed the offensive beast after leaving a man at second. Jacob Godden with a two-out double in inning number two, but could not come around to score on a fabulous defensive play from Ashedri Vargas. Jackets will go 8-9-1 in the third against Colton Curtis, Williams, De La Cruz, and then back to the top for Guanipa. Two consecutive switch hitters going against the righty Curtis. Noah Williams was 1-for-4 with a double and a strikeout last night. Willie in left field tonight. Takes a curveball on the outside corner. When we told you at the top Curtis had come out of nowhere, he really has jumped onto the scene in a way few prospects or players across the organization have had the capability of doing so. Williams, a hard ground ball, hops right into the mitt of Guerrero. He'll beat Williams to the bag for a well-struck out number one. Colton Curtis was the incredibly rare undrafted free agent out of high school back in 2022. Went to Bishop Vero High School down there in Florida. Strong seasons for the Vikings. But then signing with the Rangers at the beginning of August, did not play that season. Middling numbers in the Complex League last year in a very small sample size, but dominant this year in Down East. Wilmer De La Cruz takes a curveball upstairs. Wilmer got three at-bats yesterday in his Green Jacket debut and reached three times, single, double, and a walk with an RBI and a stolen base. Great day for the 21-year-old infielder. Mighty grunt from Curtis, misses inside with 95. Colton, a late growth spurt in that senior year, was signed to Division II Barry down in Miami Gardens. Instead of being a Buccaneer, he decided to be a Ranger. Off-speed inside, ball three. Curtis has not walked a batter yet tonight, but he's behind 3-0 on De La Cruz. Curtis with the offering, gets the call at the knees. Colton Curtis has gone a season long of five innings on three separate occasions, most recently at Delmarva in a loss on June 30th. Been efficient through 2 1/3. De La Cruz bent at the knees. Late on the fastball, runs the count full. Right at the top of the zone on the switch hitter. De La Cruz chokes up slightly. Curtis looking to go back-to-back batters, retired to start off the inning. 3-2. Fastball fouled away. Up to 96, tied for the hardest pitch of the night. Garcia continues to throw in the pen for Augusta. We'll see whether or not Adam Meyer will return to the mound for the fourth. De La Cruz will use his timeout, adjust the black batting gloves. Reset inside the left-hand batter's box. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. Changeup, strike three swinging. De La Cruz is fooled. Strikeout number four for Curtis. First time De La Cruz is retired in a Green Jacket uniform. It's been an underused changeup so far for Colton Curtis, but when he has gone to it, he has pulled the string well. Both strikeouts he has of lefties have come with a change. Back to the top for Luis Guanipa. Popped up to right in his only at-bat. Fastball, strike one on the outer half. One run on five hits for Down East. No runs on one hit for Augusta. Once again, the Wood Ducks are dominating the chances and the time of possession. Guanipa chases a slider, nothing and two. Curtis is in a groove. Has complete confidence in everything he's throwing up there and dismantling a series of young hitters. 0-2. Fastball low and in. Another big grunt on the fastball from Curtis. And whether causation or correlation, every grunt has been at the knees or below. 1-2. Slider bounced back up the middle. Stopped on the dive by Pollard. The throw to first, not in time. And it kicks away. Guanipa turned towards second, but he will hustle back to first. That'll be an infield single for Luis Guanipa, his second of the week. Good Speed now on the bases for the Green Jackets. Guanipa has not attempted a steal yet with the Green Jackets, but did have good stolen base numbers in the Complex League. Batter is John Heal with two outs. Back-to-back innings with a two-out knock for the Green Jackets. Curtis back out of the stretch. Fastball gets the call on the knees. Heal struck out swinging on a slider his last time up. We have not seen a pickoff move from Curtis yet. Guanipa, decent-sized lead being held on by Guerrero. Curtis looks over the back shoulder. Guanipa on the move. Bounce towards shortstop. Big hop for Vargas. Low throw. Guerrero got the grab. And a two-out base runner goes by the wayside once again. Three straight zeros for Colton Curtis. 1-0, and Augusta will go to the bullpen.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets will make a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Three innings for Adam Meyer in his return to play. Five hits, a run, no walks, and a strikeout. And he hands it over to Anthony Garcia for his sixth appearance. Garcia 6'2", 200 out of Santa Clara, Cuba. An 0-1 record in five games, a 6.75 ERA. He'll go lefty, righty, righty, 5-6-7, starting off with Yeremy Cabrera, the right fielder. Cabrera grounded out sharply to first against Meyer. Garcia fastball, curveball, slider, and change. There's the changeup diving away from the bat of Cabrera for strike one. Lefties have hit Garcia very well, 409. Righties just 154. Fastball fouled back 0-2. Garcia got the call about a month ago, June 28th. Had nine games in the FCL this season. Settled into the bullpen here. Tipped into the mitt. Godman did not hold on. They're going to say it short hopped into the glove of Godman. And that matter of inches is the difference between strike three and Cabrera staying alive. Good changeup, but does not get the result Garcia hoped for. Still 0-2. Off-speed low, ball one. Cabrera 2-for-9, 5 strikeouts, a couple steals since getting called up. Has shown good power to the pull side across two levels this season. One of two true lefties in the lineup. Curveball, swing and a miss, breaking ball and a beauty. Garcia starts off his night with a strikeout. Up comes Pablo Guerrero. Doubled down the left field line and scored the only run of the game so far. Guerrero 3-for-8 with 3 extra base hits in 3 games. Garcia from the windup. Fastball in on the hands, fouled away. Anthony has been 93-95 this season. No change to that band so far. And there's some movement in the pen for the Wood Ducks. Breaking ball on the inner half, nothing in two. It's Willian Bormi, who was the designated piggyback arm, already tossing. Curveball popped up on the infield. Joe Olsowski into foul territory for out number two. Back-to-back batters retired by Anthony Garcia. Looking for the first 1-2-3 inning by a Green Jacket pitcher so far in four tries. Esteban Mejia stands in his way. Had a soft single into left that brought home Guerrero his last time up. Second RBI of the week and 14th of the year for Esteban. Fastball hammered into right center field for a base hit. Kern over to cut it off, holds Mejia at a single, 2 for 2 day. He's equaled his hit total from the first two games combined. There will be no 1-2-3 inning. And up comes the speedy second baseman, Chandler Pollard. Pollard grounded into a 5-4-3 double play his last time up. Barreled up a sinker, but knocked it right into the dirt in front of home. Slider misses outside to Pollard, ball one. Chandler 2 for 7 on the week. Mejia 2 for 3 stealing at first. Wood Ducks have not attempted a steal yet tonight. Neither side has. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. We can abridge that previous statement by saying neither side has attempted a steal that has gone through. Guanipa was off on the two-strike swing from John Heel last inning, but the ball was put in play. Off-speed inside, ball two. Went for the change against Pollard, who leans out of the way. Colton Curtis is at 40 pitches through three innings, but Bormi is moving decently quick as if he might need to come in during the fourth. Fastball bounces in low, backhanded by Godman, 3-1 on Pollard. Garcia out of the stretch for the first time, and the Wood Ducks trying to spark up a two-out rally. 5 of the 6 runs last night for Down East came with two outs. All five against the starter, Fuentes. Fastball, inside, ball four. Back-to-back two-out base runners, a single and a walk at the bottom of the order. Set the stage for the dangerous lefty, Marcos Torres. Left fielder, number 24, Marcos Torres. Elvin Nina coming out to settle down Garcia. Anthony has shown the capability to go deep in ball games. He's made a couple starts this year. Went 4-plus against Fayetteville in a spot start back on July 14th. If he can get out of this inning without anything coming in, keep the game at 1-0. You like his chances to build upon things. Bullpen is not shorthanded per se, but there are more options available for Down East compared to Augusta. And the fact that LJ McDonough was called up to Rome today just shortened things a bit more, especially in terms of tested and reliable arms for Winston Sawyer and the Green Jacket coaching staff. 2-on, 2-out against Torres. He's late on the fastball for strike one. Marcos bounced out to first, ending inning number two. 3 for 9 this week, does have 4 strikeouts in those 9 chances. Garcia appearing in at the sign from Godman. Gets one he likes and brings the black glove to the chin. Change up fading away. Good change. He's been working with Elvin Nina on that pitch. And game after game, it is improved. Nothing in two on Torres as Garcia looks to leave two men aboard. Torres standing straight up and down in the box. 0-2. Change up on the ground to first. In fair territory, Olsowski nabs it and has the bag. 2-3 unassisted ground outs for Torres and two men left on by Garcia. 1-0 in the middle of the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
The Wood Ducks will go to the bullpen early after three scoreless from Colton Curtis. He flips it over to the 21-year-old righty, Willian Bormy. Signed in 2019 out of Barahona in the DR. Making appearance number 18 for the Wood Ducks in his second season with Down East. He'll see 3-4-5 in the Augusta order. Both starters go three innings. It's a bullpen game from here on out. Junior Garcia 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Takes a first pitch changeup in the dirt. Bormy 4-2, a 3.54 ERA. 63 strikeouts in 56 innings. Good swing and miss in his second stint here. Target at the knees. Fastball below. Junior's been patient all week. Four walks drawn in 9 plate appearances. Augusta looking to maybe tie or take the lead if they can get to Bormy before he fully settles in. Fastball high and outside, ball 3, 91-93 for Bormy. Fastball changeup, breaking ball. See if young Garcia has a green light here. 19-year-old outfielder called up 2 weeks ago. He is swinging away and hammers it back into the sweet section. Mighty cut from Junior Garcia, but the incorrect direction. A little bit of arm side run for Bormy might have proved the difference there. Junior still ahead in a plus 2 count, 3-1. Bormy coming home, high ball 4. Junior draws his 5th walk of the week. Augusta has the leadoff man on for the first time in 4 tries. It'll be a no decision for Curtis. Meyer could lose if the Green Jackets tie or take the lead. That'll get Adam off the hook. Cade Kern struck out looking his last time up. Bottom of the 4th, tying run on. Garcia, solid speed. 14 of 18 stealing in the complex. Off on the first pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. The throw is not in time. Garcia gets his first stolen base at the single A level. Green Jackets have run well against Julian Brock so far this week. Now 6 of 7 against the catcher. Man in scoring position with nobody out. 1-0 on Kern. Slider called a strike. The bat also went around. Double jeopardy, 1-1. Kern in center tonight. Moving up to the cleanup spot. Rim replacement of Will Verdung, who had been there in the first 2 games but gets a night off today. Third consecutive off-speed, called a strike at the letters. That time looked like the changeup rather than the slider. Bormy very brief in Down East last year. Spent most of the season in the complex. Ahead 1-2 on Kern. Fastball popped away in on the hands. Bormy only spent about 2 weeks in Down East last year. Got sent back to the complex right around the time that ACL season ended. Looking for his first out of the day. Slider is upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia getting the stolen base takes the Green Jackets out of a double play situation. And now Augusta's offense trying to bring that run home. Manufacture however they can. Bormy the 2-2. Slider strike 3. Big swing from Kern. Bottom hand came off the bat. Head went whipping around. A lot of moving pieces for Kern, who's 0-for-2. One on, one out. Luis Sanchez has had good bat control all season, has been a key contributor with men in scoring position over the last couple weeks. Sanchez lined out to left center and is only at bat. Got a good barrel against Curtis, one of very few Green Jacket players that can say that. Unsure swing from Sanchez, nothing in one. Breaking ball that stayed up had enough of a wrinkle that it fooled Luis. Bormy looking to work around the leadoff walk and steal. Man at second, one down. Fastball gets the call at the knees, 0-2. Good frame from Brock. Bormy's look much more simplified and much more confident against back-to-back righties. Garcia dancing, 0-2. Outside with the off-speed. Good backhand by Brock. Righty's hitting just 172 against Willian Bormy. Lefty's 262. That has played true to the scouting report so far here in the fourth. Back-to-back righties waiting. Inside move from Bormy. Just checking on Garcia. Not a bad idea. As you could tell, Junior was trying to time up the right-hander. Pollard was there, but no throw came. Ball and two strikes on Sanchez. Slider, strike three, swinging. Fooled badly on the breaking ball. Bormy's slider right on right clearly has something that the Green Jackets are not picking up. Two straight strikeouts after the leadoff walk. Nothing put in play against Bormy so far. Jacob Godman doubled off the fence his last time up. Ended up stranded out at second, looking for another two-out hit. Cabrera shallow and right, Torres towards the line and left. Fastball misses in, running in towards the belt of Godman. Green Jackets got a man in scoring position with nobody out. Those are the type of situations Augusta's really been looking to take advantage of. Slider at the top of the zone, good frame gets the call just above the letters. Jackets currently 0-3 tonight with runners in scoring position. Garcia remains out at second. Pollard working in and out. 1-1. Slider chopped off the plate and back foul. Slider is the go-to pitch for Bormy. Seems to be the one he has the most control over. And he has trusted it significantly against right-handers. Multi-inning reliever, used to going three or four frames at a time. Could be in here for the long haul. Looking to strand Garcia out at second. 1-2 pitch. Strike three with the slider. Back to back to back strikeouts as three consecutive Green Jackets chase sliders off the outside corner. Garcia left out at second. 1-0 Ducks after four.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Scoreless fourth inning for Anthony Garcia. Second frame of work. Currently a 1-0 lead in favor of Down East. Wood Ducks out hitting the Green Jackets as well, 6-2. The only run so far, an RBI single from Esteban Mejia. Wood Ducks at the top of their order for the third time. First against Garcia, Jose De Jesus leads off. De Jesus has led off innings 1, 3, and now 5. 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out to second, fly out to center. Change up, spun up the middle, past the glove of De La Cruz, and off the end of the bat, a reaching single for De Jesus. Another well-located piece of contact that did not come close to the barrel for Down East. Carlos Maldonado and hitting coach Brian Pozos have had this team ready, able to manufacture offense and put the ball in perfect locations. Leadoff man on for Ashedri Vargas. First pitch pop up into left. Noah Williams charging in, has the catch. De Jesus was not tagging, but Vargas is put away for the first time. One on, one out to check out Baker Barroso. Barroso a single and a line out to first. Pair of hard hit balls. He's 1 for 2 tonight. 4 for 12 on the series. 7 hits in 4 1/3 for the Wood Ducks. Offense keeps on rolling. Down East trying to get their 7th consecutive win. Would be their longest win streak of the season. Sizable lead for De Jesus. And time is called. Pitch timer violation, and that goes against Anthony Garcia, so the count will be 1-0. First timer violation for a Green Jacket arm this week. Fastball on the inside corner, and he gets the strike right back. Anthony, 22 years of age, signed out of Cuba back in 2022. Slider misses up, and it hits off the glove of Godman. That's the third wild pitch by a Green Jacket arm, first by Garcia, and it's the second one where the ball has been above the letters and Godman has not been able to squeeze it above his eye line. Certainly not an easy play, but one we've seen Godman make since opening day. Takes away the double play chance, De Jesus up to second. 2-1 to Barroso. Curve ball, gets the call. Garcia did not throw at all last year, recovering from an injury. Was assigned to Augusta before he was placed on the IL for the full season. Fastball, strike three, swinging, down goes Barroso. Second punch out in as many innings for Anthony Garcia. 2 outs and a man in scoring position. We've seen this movie before for Down East. Seems like every single frame, save for the second, has had a man at second and 2 outs. Second inning had a man at second and nobody out, and Mejia had the RBI knock. Julian Brock a line out and a strikeout. Curveball inside, ball one. Brock struck out swinging, the only man to go down on strikes against Adam Meyer across 3 innings. So he's the last batter to see Garcia. 1-0 on the catcher. Garcia 2 looks back out at second. Fastball chopped away. Garcia looking for back-to-back zeros out of the pen. Green Jackets will have 7, 8, and 9. Trying to solve Willian Bormier. 1-1. Slider low and out. Garcia stumbling after his release. Looked like he didn't land cleanly. He'll go kick at that landing spot in front of the mound. Bormier in the bottom of the fourth, walked the first man, then struck out the next three. All three righties he faced struck out on sliders. 2-1 fastball outside. Godman picks out to center field, and the throw trickles into center. That will advance De Jesus 90 feet. It's an E2 on Jacob Godman. Not a huge lead for De Jesus. Lost the helmet sliding back in, and an unforced error gives De Jesus 90 free feet. Godman's first error of the week. Green Jacket defense had been great in the second half up to the All-Star break. Seen their share of mistakes so far since. 3-1. Fastball. Gets the call at the letters. error number 4 on the year for Godman, so not a very common occurrence for him. Full count, first base open, 3-2, fives high and inside. That was around the jawline of Julian Brock. First walk issued by a Green Jacket pitcher tonight. And the first walk since the seventh inning of the series opener Tuesday. Men at the corners for Yeremy Cabrera. Godman steps out in front, relays the first and third signs beyond home. Cabrera looking for his first hit of the day. Has a chance to double his RBI total in his third game. DeJesus at third, Brock at first. Fastball fouled out of the stadium, straight back and over. Brock 5-for-10 stealing, extending his lead off of first. Big lead for DeJesus at third with Sanchez not close. Fastball bounced up the middle and through for a base hit. Splits the shift once again. Brock goes first to third. RBI single for Cabrera doubles the lead. Another one not squared up, but well located. Cabrera's second RBI between De La Cruz and Hill. Two out walk comes back to bite Augusta. Same situation now with twice as big a lead. Pablo Guerrero has doubled and popped out, 1-for-2. Brock got a good jump, and the ground ball was hit so softly, Kern had to come way up from center. Guerrero, first pitch drive out to Kern in center field. He'll make the play in front of the warning track. Two-out run comes home for the Wood Ducks. RBI knock for Yeremy Cabrera. It's 2-0 halfway through the game in Game 3 of the series.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jackets looking to strike back after allowing a run in the top of the fifth. Down East now up 2-0. It'll be Olsovsky, Williams, and De La Cruz. Righty and then two switch hitters against the right-hander Bormy. Willian Bormy continued his assault on same-sided hitting by striking out all three right-handers he faced in the bottom of the fourth. Means Olsovsky has his work cut out for him to start the bottom of inning number 5. Olsovsky grounded out his last time up. First pitch off-speed misses inside. Heavy slider diet to righties for Bormy. Olsovsky was denied a base hit on a phenomenal backhand play by Vargas in the hole at short. Fastball driven out to left center field. Torres looking up, and it is gone. Joe Olsovsky gets the Green Jackets on the board. His second home run of the season. It's 2-1. That is the 20th Tax Slayer Slade hit of the season. Home runs at SRP Park, fast and furious. And Joe Olsovsky flexing the muscles. get the run right back from the top half. Here's Noah Williams, 0 for 1. Change up off the inside corner, called a strike. Bormy fell behind with back-to-back sliders. Challenge fastball to Olsowski. Didn't go over well. Nothing in one on Williams. Slider cued into shallow left. That'll fall for a bloop base hit and spit towards the line. Williams a big turn, but will stop wisely at first. Back-to-back knocks to start off the bottom of the fifth. Noah Williams now has a career-long five-game win or hitting streak in the cards. Tying run is on in bottom of the five with Wilmer De La Cruz batting. De La Cruz struck out swinging his last time up. Switch hitter from the left side. Infield playing up the middle. Off speed misses up. Wilmer signed by the Braves as a minor league free agent in June after being released by the Rays in spring training. Bormy picks over close play on a snap tag from Guerrero, but Williams is in safely. Guerrero had been playing a step in front of the base, so he let the momentum of the throw take him into the tag. Had to step back as he did so. One ball, no strikes on the second baseman, and he will throttle it up the middle for a base hit. Line is moving. Williams trying to go first to third, an aggressive send, but the throw is offline. Noah Williams, a heads-up read. Jose De Jesus had time to make the throw, but yanked it to the outfield side. Three consecutive hits, and once again, it's the bottom of Augusta's order that are being the catalysts. The bottom, with the way the lineup is constructed right now for the Green Jackets, is the veteran portion. De La Cruz may be new to Augusta, but he was signed internationally back in 2019, had three seasons in the Rays organization. He's been around a while. Williams, Olsowski, although he's in his first full year, has been here since late April. Chance for Luis Guanipa to tie this game. Men at the corners, nobody out. Brock, on his way back from the meeting at the mound, gives the first and third signs. Jackets with a chance to tie or take the lead. Would love to see a big inning here in the bottom of the fifth. Guanipa 1 for 2, singled up the middle his last time. De La Cruz off on the first pitch, and the slider is fouled out of play. Wilmer had one steal and one try yesterday. It's the second time a Green Jacket runner has tried to go and then been called back due to a ball made contact with. Jackets are 1 for 1 tonight stealing. Garcia had one. Bormy picks over. Going over to first, De La Cruz is in safely. Williams taking an extra shuffle off of third in case the ball got past Guerrero. Nothing in one on the young DH. Guanipa, the top-ranked prospect in Atlanta's system that is currently with the Jackets. Off-speed high, 1-1. Was number 8 on the preseason rankings. He's liable to stay in that range. Will certainly be top 10. Could make the argument he goes up or down because although he's performed well, the draft always adds new blood at the top. Bormy picks over once again, and this throw nearly got away from Guerrero. Had to lunge across the body of De La Cruz to make the catch and the tag. That's two disengagements. Figure one of the next two deliveries, De La Cruz will be off. Ball and a strike on Guanipa. Slide step, foul back. Bormy barely came stop. Rushed through the set position. That's something that's not called very often for a balk, but that was about as close to the line as you can go. Bormy ahead, a ball and two strikes against the right-hander. De La Cruz starts and stops. On the ground to short. Should be two. Pollard for one. Guerrero the twin killing. Williams comes home and we're tied. No RBI for Guanipa. The slide step is what stopped De La Cruz from stealing, but the delivery was so quick it likely would have been a double play anyway. Williams comes home, And we have a brand new ball game here in the fifth. 2-2 Jackets still at the bat. John Heels 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out to short. Each side has now turned a double play on the infield. Heel takes the fastball, called strike one. Nothing in one on the shortstop. Bormy has allowed the ball game to get tied. Slider out evens the count. That takes Meyer off the hook. Green Jackets got their multi-run inning to tie it up. Would love for Heel to create some two-out magic and extend this inning if possible. Tips the slider into the mitt, one and two. That breaking ball as sharp as ever for Willian Bormy. Much longer second inning of work compared to his first, but the double play certainly limits the count. 1-2 home. Fastball high. That's where the target was for Brock, but Heel wisely does not indulge. Jackets are still 0-5 with runners in scoring position. The double play did get the run home, although it hamstrung some of the momentum. Slider bounced out to short. Another chance for Vargas. On to first, just ahead of the sprinting Heel. Olsowski, the long ball, and the double play off the bat of Guanipa bring us to a tie at 2 after 5.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Tie game, top six. Green Jackets going toe-to-toe with the Wood Ducks, looking for their first win of the series. And Augusta with a solo shot from Joe Olsowski and a couple extra knocks in the fifth have equalized the ballgame. Pablo Guerrero was the last man to hit in the fifth, so it'll be 7-8-9 for Town East against Anthony Garcia, led by Esteban Mejia, who's 2-for-2. Mejia, an RBI single in the second. Bounced up the middle in the fourth. Good day for him out of the seven hole. Anthony Garcia going for his third inning of work here in the top of the sixth. Trying to equalize or surpass the output from Adam Meyer. Fastball low to begin the inning against Mejia. Esteban, 234 on the season, has raised his average 17 points tonight alone. Heater at the letters, 1-1. Pair of homers and 14 driven in for Mejia, who was signed out of La Romana in the DR back in 2022. Breaking ball on the ground to third. First chance of the day for Luis Sanchez. Routine play. Mejia put away for out number one, bringing up Chandler Pollard, who has grounded into a double play and walked. Pollard, a lot of speed and a lot of excitement as he continues to develop the player he's going to become. Fastball begins his at bat with strike one. Pollard drafted in the fifth round in 2022 out of Woodward Academy in College Park, Georgia. Knew Isaiah Drake very well. They've been catching up pre and post game, day after day. Drake posted on the injured list today. Ball and a strike on Pollard. Marcus Torres is on deck. Slider out once more. We told you previously Garcia has gone four-plus innings, so going three is not a foreign concept to him. 38 pitches, 25 strikes so far. Fastball just off the inside edge. Three and one, looking to avoid walking Pollard for the second time. Pollard's the only man to draw a free pass for Downey so far. And that one is called a strike. Count runs full on Pollard. Outfield playing up the middle, shifted away from the lines, 3-2. Fastball driven out to center. Kern does not move, right at him. Kern puts away Pollard. Full count line drive becomes out number two. Two up, two down in the sixth. Marcos Torres is grounded out to first base on two separate occasions, both of which have ended their respective inning. DeJesus has led off innings 1, 3, and 5, meaning innings 2 and 4 have both been ended off the bat of Marcos Torres. Trying to change that pattern. Fastball, nothing and one. Garcia up to 95 to start off. He's been 92-93 this inning. Still getting substantial movement on the fastball. Anthony has looked decently comfortable this evening. Nothing and one. Off the outside corner with the change. Fading out of view. Torres looking to flip the lineup over and allow DeJesus to continue passing the baton. Punch back 1 and 2. Torres slightly in front of that change. Garcia trying to go scoreless would be huge for Augusta to keep the momentum on their side after tying the game. 1-2. Curveball. Low. A close miss, but certainly a miss nevertheless. A better take from Torres. Low and out. Evens the count at 2 with 2 outs in the 6th. Garcia from the windup. Curveball. Strike 3. Swinging. Second punch out in as many innings for Anthony Garcia. He keeps us tied, and halfway through the 6th, Green Jackets have a chance to reclaim the lead.
Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call. And you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
2-2 game in the 6th. Green Jackets tying the ball game up with 2 runs in the bottom half. And now Augusta has 3-4-5 against Bormy to see him for the second time. Trying to take their first lead of the week. Junior Garcia will lead off. He walked and stole a base when he saw Bormy the first time in inning number 4. Bormy 2 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits with 3 strikeouts. First pitch of bottom 6, Bormy out of the stretch. Change up on the outside corner. All 3 pitches have been working well for Bormy so far. The fastball has been the least successful of the 3. That would be the pitch that was hammered out of here by Joe Olsovsky. Fastball out 1-1. Garcia 1 for 30 so far since being called up, but a lot of loud contact for him. Pops the changeup out of play, 1 and 2. Couple relievers stretching in the bullpen for Down East, but at the moment, nobody throwing behind Bormy. Willian Bormy has gone 3 innings or more in 4 of his last 6 outings. 1-2. Changeup. Bounce softly to second base. Pollard snares it. Over to first. Garcia running well, but is retired. Bormy gets Garcia to chase the changeup and sets him down as a result. Cade Curran looking for his first hit of the day. 0 for 2. Struck out swinging against Bormy last time up. Right on right for the big center fielder. Slider outside, ball one. Here in this portion of the lineup, you can expect Bormy to go slider heavy. Struck out Curran, Sanchez, and Godman all on the breaking ball back in the fourth. 1-0 home. Slider on the inner half to even the count. Just mixing locations with that breaking ball. Had a good feel out of the right side for Bormy. One pitch bounces in off the mitt of Brock for ball two. Green Jackets currently have 3 open roster slots, playing with an active roster of just 27 compared to Down East, who's at capacity with 30. So if there are moves to be made, there would not necessarily need to be a corresponding. Curran fouls the fastball back 2-2. Seen around the league, a handful of organizations have started to promote some of their draft picks. The complex leagues are done with the regular season. Playoffs just now coming to a conclusion. So the Florida State League has seen the first wave of promotions, but there's others coming back. Slider, Curran goes chasing. Third strikeout of the night for Cade Curran. Fourth for the pitcher, Bormy. 2 up, 2 down, and a bounce back sixth. Feel like we've been talking and hyping up the draft picks that could be coming. Green Jackets have seen decent production from the bottom of the order this week. Certainly could bring some intrigue if and when those newcomers arrive. First pitch to Sanchez is a fastball low. Wood Ducks, not only do they have 30 players active, they have 3 on the injured list as well in Case Matter, Luis Valdez, and Jesus Lopez. So it's a stuffed up roster for Down East. Slider, bounce to Vargas at short. Routine play for him. He'll flip over to first. A 1-2-3 sixth inning. Both sides go down quietly in inning number 6. To the back 3 innings we go. Still deadlocked at 2.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting into the back half of the ball game, we start off inning number 7, still tied at 2. Down East once again back at the top of the order. Jose De Jesus leading off an inning for the 4th time tonight. He's 1-for-3 in those chances. Singled and scored a run back in the 5th, so he'll get a second look at Anthony Garcia. Green Jackets have movement in the bullpen, but nobody throwing at the moment. First pitch to DeJesus is swung through on the fastball. Previous sentence about the Green Jacket bullpen rings true as well for Down East. Fastball on the corner, nothing and two, quickly on DeJesus. Both sides have folks stretching and walking about, but nobody's gotten up on the rubber yet for either side. Nothing and two to DeJesus. Misses high and outside with a fastball. A bit of an overthrow from Garcia. Ivan Oviedo is the one who's moving the quickest for Down East. Three righties and three lefties available in the pen right now for the Wood Ducks. Change up low and out, ball two. Skitters past Godman for the second consecutive pitch. And Rolando Gutierrez is now throwing for the Green Jackets. This is the type of situation you likely would have seen L.J. McDonough in a close game down the stretch. He's earned that trust. Winston Sawyer going to have to go to a less heavily utilized reliever at some point. Fastball up from 0-2 all the way back to 3-2 on three straight non-competitive misses from Garcia. Down East looking to reclaim the lead here in the late innings. Payoff pitch, ball four. Garcia gets ahead, nothing in two, and then four consecutive pitches to the arm side, three of which were above the eye line of DeJesus. Go-ahead run is on in the top of the seventh, and a runner with good speed at that. Ashedri Vargas is 2-for-3. Lots of hard-hit balls from the right side. It's a righty-dominant lineup for Down East, especially with the power hitters. Fastball flared up the middle. That's going to bounce. And the out is made at second. De La Cruz and Heel looking at each other and then opting to let the ball bounce because DeJesus had to freeze. The force out is recorded. That's the best way to have played that. Both defenders were there no matter which way the ball bounced. It was picked up by Heel and then a routine force. Heel was looking at first but didn't have a chance to make the throw. One on, one out for Baker Barroso. Takes a curveball inside, ball one. Could very well be the last inning for Anthony Garcia. And if so, Augusta would love to hand Gutierrez a lead. Slider driven deep out to left field. Back at the track, and this game is tied no longer. Deep into the night off the bat of Baker Barroso, a hanging breaking ball. It is 4-2. Sixth homer of the week for the Wood Ducks. Fourth of the season for Barroso. Wood Ducks double their run total on a long ball against Anthony Garcia. First traditional home run allowed by Garcia this year. Allowed an inside the Parker on July 14th. You wondered who would strike in the late innings. The first one to do so is Down East. Fastball inside to Julian Brock. Walk, fielder's choice, and then a long ball. And I mean a long one. Fastball tipped off the body of Godman, 1-1. Brock has been retired twice and walked once. And as of now, Bormy becomes the pitcher of record. He was responsible for the lead slipping away from Down East, but now has regained that lead. Off-speed, low ball two, right at the knees, doesn't get the call from Dominic Romero. And with nobody throwing in the pen for the Ducks, it seems like Bormy will have the seventh. Fastball at the top, 2-2. Brock will use his timeout, step off. Gutierrez continues to throw in the bullpen. There is a lefty on deck in Yeremy Cabrera. High in the sky, out to left field. Got some carry towards the corner. Williams at the fence, and that ball is gone. Back-to-back homers for Barroso and Brock. Julian Brock got underneath it. But with the wind blowing out, it carries over the fence in left. They get 7 home runs in 3 games for Down East, and that will be the end of the night for Anthony Garcia. Brock's 4th home run of the campaign, a 3-run 7th for Down East. And Rolando Gutierrez is going to come on as this ball game has spiraled slightly in favor of the Wood Ducks.
Technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
With the Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen, the new arm is Rolando Gutierrez, 8th game of the season. ERA of 9 in 15 innings, 16 strikeouts and 12 walks. Back-to-back homers for the Wood Ducks have Down East up 5-2. First pitch ground ball to second off the bat of Yeremy Cabrera. He's put away on one pitch by Gutierrez.
First baseman, number 25.
Rolando's been great against lefties. Righties have given him fits, and now he'll face a big right-hander in the form of Pablo Guerrero. Listed at 6'2", 200, he plays above both those numbers. 3-for-10, 3 extra base hits. First pitch to Guerrero. He swings over top of the off-speed. Rolando sinker, slider, changeup from a low three-quarter slot. Was the first pitcher promoted from the FCL up to Augusta. Fastball at the knees, nothing in two. Made one appearance for the Jackets. Suffered a finger laceration, put him on the IL for a couple weeks, went back to the complex, and then was re-added to the roster on June 25th. 0-2, hesitation pitch, fastball outside. Gutierrez double pumped on the leg kick. Wood Ducks with a late lead. The bullpen has been strong all week for Down East. Slide step, fouled off the front foot of Guerrero. Red elbow and shin guard for the right-handers, clashing with the black, orange, and green on the jersey for Down East. Wood Ducks trying to make it 3 consecutive victories in their first and only visit to SRP Park this season. Fastball fouled back. The Green Jackets will make history as they will be the final team, at least at the professional level, to play a ball game as the road squad at Granger Stadium. Down East moving out of Granger, out of Kinston, and down to Spartanburg. Sinker called, strike 3 on the outside corner. Gutierrez gets the backwards K, retires both batters he faces, but back-to-back bombs from Barroso and Brock bring the Ducks up 5-2.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
After a 1-2-3 sixth, it appears that Willian Bormy has earned himself the right to go out for the seventh. Currently the pitcher of record. Green Jackets seeding 3 runs on 2 homers in the top of the seventh, and it's now 5-2 Wood Ducks. Godman, Olsovsky, and Williams, 6-7-8 batting, all of whom getting their second chance to see the right-hander. Fastball inside to begin the at-bat of Godman. There's a handful of arms just waiting to hop onto the rubber in the Down East bullpen. Godman 1-for-2. Breaking ball, well struck down the left field line, but foul on the ground. Godman doubled off the starter, Colton Curtis, and struck out swinging to end the fourth against Bormy. Willian 4-2 on the year. If he and the rest of the bullpen can receive the final 9 outs, he'll have win number 5. 1-1. Slider outside. Called strike 2. Bit off the corner. That's been consistent under Dominic Romero. Slider continues to be the best pitch for Bormy. Has used it well against righties exclusively. 1-2 home. Fastball high and tight around the eye line of Godman. Maybe a setup pitch as Godman was crowding the plate with 2 strikes. That'll get you a bit antsier in the box. Opens up the outside corner for the breaking ball. Target is that direction. That's where it goes, and it's on the ground to shortstop. Shedri Vargas has been a busy man, and he continues to make the plays. Godman 1-for-3, leadoff man retired for the second inning in a row by Bormy. Joe Olsovsky has the big swing of the night for the Green Jackets. 2 runs on 5 hits for Augusta. Olsovsky got the run scoring started with a solo shot to begin the fifth. Green Jackets had 3 straight hits at the bottom of the order. The double play off the bat of Guanipa brought home a run, but it also limited some of the momentum for a gargantuan inning. Curveball, outer edge, nothing in 1. It was Olsovsky's 2nd home run and 19th RBI of the season. Both long balls have come here at home. Changeup out 1-1. Olsovsky deep in the right-handed box. Holds the hands low on the right side. Bormy the 1-1. Slider low and out. Rangers have never been shy to trust their prospects to attempt to go up quickly. That's evident by the fact that Guerrero was 17 when he was called up. Bormy, however, in his 2nd season in Down East. Slider out, ball 3. It's his first full season. As we mentioned earlier, there wasn't a ton of time here with the Wood Ducks in 2023. But that slider certainly serves as a weapon that exceeds the capability of the Carolina League. 3-1. Fastball roped into right center field. 2-hit day for Joe Olsovsky. That's what Olsovsky does best. Get himself with the patience into a fastball count, attack the fastball, and go to work. Joe's 2-for-3. 1-on-1 out for Noah Williams. Had a bloop base hit to left his last time up. Also grounded out sharply to first base in a 1-for-2 day. Switch hitter from the left side against the right-hander, Bormy. And still nobody throwing in the bullpen. Olsovsky, 6-of-11 stealing, has a big lead off of first. Fastball, inside corner on Williams. Good run back out of the right hand. Williams drafted in the 18th round in 2022 out of Redondo Union High School in California. In his second year with the Green Jackets, didn't play much last year, on and off with some injuries, was in the Complex League. Noah, a guy who was greatly dismayed by the timing of some of the shutdowns in 2020 and 2021. Still got himself on the pro radar, but he was on more pro scouts checklists than he was on college radars. Talking with Willie since he's been here, the college offers weren't what you would expect for a high school draftee. He lost his sophomore season and a good portion of his junior season due to COVID protocols, and as a result, there weren't as many scouts coming out. Swings through the slider 1-2. Haven't seen Bormy go right on left breaking ball very often, but when it's effective like that, might as well go back to it. All seems to have worked out in the end for Williams. Got the day 3 slot to the Braves and has been producing as of late. Bottom of the Green Jacket order, he's come up big. 1-2. Change up, strike 3. Long swing for Williams, and he's hooked on the off speed. 5 strikeouts for Bormy through 3 2/3. 9-man Wilmer De La Cruz trying to continue his hot start to a Green Jacket career. 1-for-2 tonight, 3-for-4 this week. Lashed a base hit back up the middle his last time. Olsovsky further off of first. First pitch to De La Cruz is outside, back with the change. 3 solid pitches for Bormy as he continues to unlock the fastball. That, you think, will end up being what determines how close to his ceiling he goes. Target at the knees. De La Cruz tries to drop a bunt down, but put it right back to the pitcher's mound, and the throw is wild from Bormy. Down the right field line, Olsovsky gets a late stop sign. A strong throw from Cabrera holds him there. De La Cruz tried to bunt against the shift. He bunted it right back into the bare hand of Bormy. Bormy had time and still chucked it into right. It's an E1, and the tying run is at the plate here in the 7th. Men at 2nd and 3rd. Monumental at bat for Guanipa. De La Cruz living right. Not a bad idea to drop the bunt down, as the third baseman Esteban Mejia was not only deep, he was also away from the line. It's a bold strategy with 2 outs. But he put some pressure on Bormy, who looked as though he was caught completely by surprise. And time is called. It appears it will be the pitching coach Thomas St. Clair for the first time today. Hasn't had much reason to be active so far this week. We'll use this as an opportunity to look around the Carolina League scoreboard. Mudcats up on the River Dogs of Charleston, 5-2 in the top of the 8th. Charleston trying to maintain their multi-game lead at the top of the South Division. Currently 2 games up on Columbia. Fireflies are down to their final strike against Fayetteville in a 1-run game in the 9th. Fred Nats up 9-4 in Hillcat Country in Lynchburg. Freddie's currently first place in the North Division. Cannonball is up 7-4 in an interdivisional matchup against Salem at home. Kannapolis trying to get back on the right side of 500. Salem trying to stay there. And the Pelicans, who are red hot right now, 16-15 after a slow start to the second half, they lead 4-1 over the Shorebirds through 8. Luis Guanipa is 1-for-3. Grounded into a double play against Bormy his last time up. Olsovsky at 3rd, De La Cruz at 2nd. Guanipa chases the slider for strike 1. Young hitter who has struggled with breaking balls since being called up. He might not see a fastball in this at bat. If Bormy has faith in that breaker, and he has all day long, all signs would point to that pitch. Jackets trying to answer back after the 3-run top half. Bormy steps off, and Brock is going back out to the mound. Very good speed out at second base with De La Cruz. Anything to the outfield automatically scores Olsovsky. Cabrera, as evidenced on the previous play, has a very strong arm, and he's the most shallow of the 3. DeJesus and Torres, both deep in center and left. adequate arms for both. No balls and a strike on Guanipa, serving as the DH today. Behind 0-1 on Bormy. Slider, flared into right. Cabrera was shallow, diving. It falls in front of him. Two runs will score, and it's a one-run game as Guanipa comes through. All the barrels the young outfielder has produced since being called up that have gone to be outs, and he earns himself a bloop single. It's 5-4. The tying run is at first, and John Heel, who's 0-3, digs in. Only now will somebody get up in the pen for the Wood Ducks. Heel back-to-back ground outs to short. Pick throw over comes from Bormy. Guerrero a late tag unsuccessful. Guanipa has not stolen a bag or been caught stealing yet this season. Two outs, bottom seven. Bormy steps off and resets. That's his second disengagement. Next one is a balk. Before he even throws a pitch, Guanipa on the move. Fastball outside, no throw. He's got the base stolen. Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Augusta now 2-for-2 on the bases today. Garcia and Guanipa each with one. Tying run in scoring position. 1-0 on Heel. Slider gets the call off the inside corner. And Dominic Romero, not for the first time tonight, is serenaded with jeers from the fans. 1-1 to Hill. Chases the slider in the dirt. After that call, that's turned Hill into swing mode, and he went way outside the zone. Couple runs have cracked through against Bormy, who's allowed all four for Augusta tonight, but trying to leave the tying run out at second. 1-2. Slider out of play. Breaking ball stayed up a bit more than he would have liked to see. Heel continues to fight. Hasn't seen anything but the slider from Willian Bormy. Wood Ducks clinging to a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Still a ball and two strikes. Popped up down the right field line. Guerrero chasing into foul territory, into the bullpen. He runs out of room. Back-to-back foul balls for Heel. This will almost certainly be the last inning for Bormy. There's a lefty throwing in the pen for Down East. Bormy's up at 68 pitches. 1-2 again. Outside with a fastball. Delayed steal from Guanipa. Out is the call. Guanipa, a delayed steal. A bang-bang play where it looked like he got his foot in. Liana Rick says no. The tying run is thrown out trying to steal third. And the Green Jackets remain behind 5-4.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for.
Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Rolando Gutierrez out for his first full inning of work. Retired both men he faced in the seventh. It's 5-4 on a controversial end to the bottom of inning number seven. Dangerous decision by Luis Guanipa on a delayed steal of third with two strikes and two outs. Fastball missing outside. 1-0 on Esteban Mejia. Mejia 2-for-3. That being said, the fastball pulled Brock into the other batter's box. It was a tough throw for him, and to his credit, was on target to the naked eye and on the replay. Looked decently safe for Guanipa. Unless he overslid the bag, called strike one. But Liana Ricks, who on the replay we saw had the out preset, hand came up in the fist before the throw even got there. Called out Guanipa for out number three. 2-2 on the changeup. Mejia swings through. Keeps the Green Jackets from tying the ball game. It's a one-run game in the top of the eighth. Mejia, Pollard, and Torres do up against Gutierrez. 2-2 changeup, check swing, and strike three went around. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rolando Gutierrez. Mejia punched out for the first time tonight. Chandler Pollard will bat 0-for-2, lined out to center his last time up. Pollard looking for his third hit in as many games. Outfield playing straight up and deep. Fastball nothing in one. Sinker up to 90 there for Gutierrez. Usually sits in the upper 80s with good run. Fastball out, 1-1. Lefty was up and throwing in the pen for the Wood Ducks during that previous inning. He has since sat down. Would be a surprise to see Bormy go back out. Change up, out ball two. John Heel was batting and putting together a good fight. Had just run the count even at 2-2 when Guanipa was caught stealing. So it'll be Heel, Garcia, and Kern. Pollard fouls the fastball straight back 2-2. Jackets will be in the middle of their order, chasing at least one. 5 runs on 10 hits for the Wood Ducks. 4 runs on 7 hits for the Green Jackets. 1 error per side. Both runs in that previous inning were unearned against Bormy, even though he's the one that committed the error. 2-2 to Pollard. Driven down the right field line, hooking towards the corner, and that will fall on the line for a fair ball. Pollard getting sent around. The ball was not picked up cleanly by Garcia. It's a stand-up triple for Chandler Pollard. Garcia had trouble picking the ball up in the corner. Don't think he realized the ball was fair at first either. Right on the line, fair by a matter of inches. Big swing for Pollard. His first hit is a triple. Infield comes in against Marcos Torres. Wood Ducks looking to add to the one-run lead. Sinker inside, ball one. 11 hits now for Down East. They've had double digits in all 3 games so far this series. Torres is 0-for-3. Slider on the inside corner. Doesn't get the call, ball two. Looked like he came back there. De La Cruz swung over towards the four hole at second. Spun out to left field. Williams going back. This should be deep enough to score the run. He'll make the catch on the warning track. It's a sack fly for Torres and a 6-4 game. A triple and a pop-up get the job done. Woody's double the lead. Back to the top for Jose De Jesus. Jackets will be chasing 2 with 6 outs to play with. First pitch to the switch hitter is a sinker outside. DeJesus hitting from the right side for the first time this week. Jackets only have two left-handed pitchers on the roster. Gutierrez the first. Haven't seen Adam Shoemaker yet. Tips the changeup off the body of Godman, 1-1. Remains to be seen where Down East will go with a handful of arms available. 1-1, quick pitch comes in on the off-speed, and DeJesus was unprepared. Strike two. Jose Adebonau in the DR, signed 2 summers ago. Great in the complex this year. Hesitation from Gutierrez. Fouled away over top of the Wood Duck dugout. Rolando continues to play around with his timing. Slide step, quick pitch, hesitation, Johnny Cueto impressions. Can do just about everything. 1-2, slide step, foul back on the sinker. Hardest pitch of the night for Gutierrez at 91. Wood Ducks have responded in kind. Jackets with a pair of 2-run innings in the 5th and 7th. Bounce back towards the mound. Gutierrez has it, flips over to first, and retires DeJesus. Down East answers the call here in the top of the 8th. It is a 6-4 game with 6 outs to play with as the Green Jackets try to mount a comeback.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Well, this is a surprise. Willian Bormy going back out for inning number 8, going into the 5th inning for the first time this season. Lefty throwing in the pen. He'll go batter to batter. John Heal starting off against Bormy. Fastball outside, ball 1. Heal had a 7-pitch at bat in the 7th before Luis Guanipo was caught trying to steal 3rd, ending that inning as the tying run. Wood Ducks adding 1 in the top half. It's 6-4. Heel chases a slider off the outside corner, 1-1. Bormy has gotten plenty of swings and misses with the slider and occasionally with the changeup. 1-1 to Heel. Back to that slider. This time Heel holds up, ball 2. With a lefty in the form of Junior Garcia on deck, this could well be the last batter for Bormy. Uncertain who the lefty is throwing in the pen at this time, however. 2-1. Slider out, ball 3. Three balls and a strike on the speedy John Heal, looking to give Augusta a leadoff base runner late in the game. Bormy coming home. Fastball gets the call off the corner. Full count. Close, narrowly off, but has been there all day. Count goes full. 3-2 on Heel, target out. Fastball, outside, ball 4. A little bit further past, and this one draws the walk. Heel 6 of 6 stealing this season. Don't know for certain whether he'll be going or not, but it does add an element of pace. Tying run at the plate, 6-4 game. It's Junior Garcia. Bormley staring into the dugout and walks away in disgust as Carlos Maldonado, the skipper, is coming out. He has not yet made a move, and now he points out towards the bullpen. 4-plus innings for Willian Bormley. He walks the first man he sees in the eighth, allowed 4 runs, 2 of which were earned, and playing the matchups, Maldonado will go for the lefty against the southpaw Garcia.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Here in crunch time, Carlos Maldonado will turn to the flame-throwing right left-hander, Bryant Magdaleno, 23-year-old southpaw out of Santo Domingo. One on, nobody out in a two-run game. Lefty on lefty against Junior Garcia. Fastball below the knees, called strike one. We told you off the top, Dominic Romero will be fair for both sides, but the zone does get bigger as the game goes on. Garcia 0 for 2, a walk and a steal. Facing a lefty for the first time. Heel leaning towards second but not going. Slider misses in on the slide step. That one started behind Garcia and nearly caught a piece. Magdaleno's been fabulous this year. 6-3, a 1.88 ERA with 4 saves. Been a key piece at the back end for the Wood Ducks. 1-1 to Garcia. Rocketed foul down the left field line. Fastball and slider primarily for Magdaleno in his second season, first full year with Down East. Has very, very good strikeout numbers. 44 and 28 and two-thirds. Heel further off of first. 1-2 coming to Junior Garcia. Outside ball two. Up to 95. Hardest pitch of the night so far in the opening at bat for Magdaleno. Cade Kern and Luis Sanchez on deck. After Garcia, it will be 8 consecutive right-handers, seeing as both Williams and De La Cruz will flip around to the right side, the 2 switch hitters. But neither lefty nor righty has fared very well against Magdaleno this year. 2-2. Fastball, called strike 3. Garcia can't believe it, and having some words with Dominic Romero behind the plate. Crowd doesn't like it. Don't imagine Dominic Romero will be getting any fan mail from the Augusta faithful after this week. One on, one out for Cade Kern. Magdaleno begins his night with a strikeout and a good running fastball. Kern 0 for 3 tonight. First pitch gets a slider on the center. Kern taking strike 1. Cade has struck out in all 3 plate appearances. 1 for 10 on the week with 6 punch-outs. Did have an RBI in yesterday's contest. Long hold for Magdaleno. Can't pull the bat through the zone. Nothing and two on back-to-back breaking balls. Going back to Garcia's strikeout, it was right on the corner. That was certainly the correct call from Dominic Romero. That late movement just froze up Garcia. 0-2 on Kern. Magdaleno to the plate. Broken bat softly to the right side. Pollard's only play is at first, and he will get the out. Chandler Pollard was playing up the middle in a double play style shift. It was hit softly enough it would have been tough to turn two anyways. Pollard ranging to his left retires Kern. Man in scoring position, two outs for Luis Sanchez. And the Green Jacket offense is 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Luis Guanipa's base hit that scored two in the seventh. The only knock so far. Tying run at the plate in the eighth. First pitch misses low with the off speed. Magdaleno short-arming the slider just a tad. Down East will be in the heart of their order. Vargas, Barroso, and Brock, who have a combined 4 home runs in 3 games this week against Rolando Gutierrez. All 3 right-handers. 1-0 to Sanchez. High and outside, ball 2. Green Jackets will turn to Davis Polo tomorrow. Going up against Brian Mendoza. Then it will be J.R. Ritchie and David Rodriguez for the weekend for Augusta. David Davalio and Jose Gonzalez for Down East. 2-0 to Sanchez. Late on the fastball. Strike 1. Nobody in the pen for Augusta. Gutierrez will, in fact, have the ninth. Sanchez tonight 0-for-3. Line out, ground out, and a strikeout. Nobody holding, heel on, big lead out at second base. 2-1, fastball, called strike on the inside corner. A back pick comes from Brock, and it nearly skipped into center. Knocked down well by Pollard. Pitch around the inside corner. Missed the target that was set up outside, but found the corner of the zone nevertheless. Magdaleno one strike away from stranding heel out at second base and posting a 0 in the eighth. Two balls and two strikes. Sanchez, having used his timeout, went out, dig in on the right side. Target outside. Magdaleno coming home. Bounces in a 54-footer. Brock blocks it well. Bouncing high off the chest protector. Another off-speed that was short-armed by Brian Magdaleno. Runs the count full. First base is open. Jacob Godman is on deck. He's 1-for-3. Sanchez trying to get on base for the first time tonight. Would put the tying run aboard here in the eighth inning with two outs. Payoff coming to Sanchez. Magdaleno at the belt. Inside, ball 4. Sanchez draws the walk. 2 free passes in the inning. 1 from Bormy, 1 from Magdaleno. Tying runs aboard. Go ahead, run at the plate. Jacob Godman, 1-for-3. A double, a strikeout, and a sharp ground ball. Godman hammered a line drive against Curtis back in the second inning. Halfway up the digital ribbon embedded in the left field fence. First pitch to Godman. Low and inside, ball 1. Nearly caught a piece of Godman around the back foot. Magdaleno didn't like the baseball. Romero got a new one from inside the Green Jacket dugout and fired it back himself to the arm. Heel at second, Sanchez at first. Good speed in the form of John Heel. Fastball outside, a diving stop by Brock. Julian Brock has been fabulous through 3 games behind the plate. Nearly and nothing has gone by him. Pitching coach coming out after back-to-back misses errantly. Thomas St. Clair joined by the entirety of the infield and Brock himself. Godman's in the driver's seat on 2-0. Magdaleno has been in this type of situation all season long. A high leverage reliever for Carlos Maldonado to deploy in a variety of situations. He's worked extras. He's worked save situations, gotten three out, six out, nine out saves. On 4 days of rest, he has not allowed a run, period, in his last six outings. Did not allow a run in the month of July. Has not allowed an earned run since June 13th. It's the kind of reliever you dream about being able to deploy in your bullpen. 23-year-old lefty is certainly advanced for the level. Seems primed for an opportunity to move up the ladder to high A Kinston. Two balls and no strikes on Jacob Godman with two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Magdaleno coming home. Inside ball three. See if Godman has the green light. A walk loads the bases for Joe Olsovsky, who's two for three. Magdaleno, the 3-0. Strike one. Godman was taking all the way. Fastball started middle and ran towards the outer half. Magdaleno still has to stand and deliver. Behind 3-1 on Godman. Inside corner, strike two. Five consecutive takes from Jacob Godman. Fastball, one after the next. Both Heel and Sanchez will be in motion. Sanchez representing the tying run at first base. Payoff pitch. Driven out to left field. Torres going over, and he will make the catch. Center cut fastball just missed the barrel. And Torres runs it down at the warning track. Two men aboard against Magdaleno, but he strands them both. And the Wood Ducks will take a 6-4 lead into the ninth inning.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
To the ninth we go. The Green Jackets coming up just short of bringing some runs home in the bottom half. It remains 6-4. Jackets had two on, two out. Jacob Godman got a fastball he could handle. And an eighth of an inch up or down the barrel, we might be talking about a vastly different story. Instead, the ball settling firmly in the glove of Torres out in left field for out number three. Rolando Gutierrez facing a Shedry Vargas to start off the ninth. First pitch, sinker, misses low and outside. 1-0 gets the corner on the off-speed 1-1. DeJesus so far today, or Vargas, excuse me, so far today, 2-for-4, but on base three times. Chases the changeup 1-2. Single double fielder's choice. He scored one of three runs in the seventh for the Ducks on a two-run blast. from Baker Barroso. 1-2 tipped off the mitt. Well, I'm not quite able to squeeze it. Green Jackets will be at the bottom of their order in the ninth. Olsovsky, Williams, and De La Cruz. As of now, it appears Magdaleno will go out for what would be a six-out save. Ball and two strikes on Rolando. Gutierrez coming home. Fouled back, a mighty swing from Ashedri Vargas. Team leader in home runs and RBIs, 11 and 33 respectively. Down East has scored four in the last two innings. Chasing the changeup, strike three. Vargas helicopters through the zone. Three strikeouts on the night for Gutierrez. He dispenses free Bowberry biscuits to everybody. Vargas, the bow batter of the game, is out number one. Baker Barroso, 2-for-4. He's 5-for-14 this week and had a two-run blast in his last time up. Changeup, low ball one. This is the best we've seen the changeup look from Rolando Gutierrez. You knock on wood saying that. But he's had good feel against right-handers so far. Off-speed inside ball two. Gutierrez having allowed one run in an inning and two-thirds so far, behind 2-0 on the ground to third base. Sanchez to his left, over to Olsovsky for the second out of the ninth. Julian Brock stands in the way, 4-for-12 this week, including a home run his last time up, was Brock's fourth of the season. Former Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajun. Brock originally out of Houston by trade, staying in his home state with the draft. Takes the sinker for strike one. No balls and a strike on Brock. Outfield is deep everywhere. Change up low and out. The three batters due up in the bottom of the ninth for Augusta are a combined 4-for-9 with four runs scored. 1-1. Brock is late, 91. That's the apex of the velocity for Gutierrez. So the three men that Magdaleno is guaranteed to see have accounted for all the runs scored so far by the Green Jackets, including Olsovsky's homer. 1-2 on Brock. Bounce towards short. Heel, a diving stop. Over to first, and the throw is wild. And it went out of play, which will enable the runner to go to second. It will be a single and an E6. A phenomenal defensive effort from John Heel. Got to his feet, knew he had to rush the throw to even have a chance at retiring the runner. Brock able to get down the line very well. And he advances 90 feet as the ball hopped out of play and into the first row. Brings up the lefty, Yeremy Cabrera. He was the first man to face Gutierrez and grounded out. Slider on the inside corner, nothing and one. Second error of the night for the Green Jackets. 1-0 to Cabrera. Fouled back. Higher leg kick that time for Gutierrez and a more overhand delivery. Raised the arm slot slightly. Got more velocity as a result. Nothing in two. Gutierrez looking to strand a pair. 0-2. Slider foul back. Good breaking ball. Better fight by Yeremy Cabrera. Wood Ducks trying to extend their winning streak to seven consecutive games and make it 3-0 here at SRP Park. Gutierrez takes a look out at second. Another 0-2 pitch. Bouncer to second base for De La Cruz. He'll make the play, and Rolando Gutierrez will leave Brock out at second. Green Jackets need two to keep this ball game going.
Club.
6-4 ball game, bottom nine. Green Jackets need two to tie and three to get what would be the fourth walk-off win of the season. Olsovsky, Williams, and De La Cruz here at SRP Park. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Joe Olsovsky, 2-for-3, including his second home run of the season. Augusta's first long ball of the week. It was the first of four runs scored tonight for the Green Jackets. Facing Magdaleno for the first time, Olsovsky right on left. Takes the fastball low. Magdaleno recorded all three outs in inning number eight. But this is the first time he starts the frame, as the eighth inning began with a walk from Willian Bormi before Magdaleno came on. 1-0 to Olsovsky. Low and inside, ball two. Magdaleno has been fighting for his command. It's been at its best when it's needed to be the most. 21 pitches, 11 strikes so far. 2-0 to Olsovsky. Slider at the top of the zone. Target was low, so the miss exacerbates where that was. It was at the top of the zone, but good luck convincing any of the fans here of that. Two balls and a strike now on Olsovsky. Magdaleno home, in on the hands and fouled out of play. 2-2. Magdaleno's been anywhere from 92 to 96 with the fastball. Looking for a six-out save would be his fifth save overall this season. Magdaleno out of the stretch. Brings to the belt. Target is outside. 2-2. Strike three swinging. Hardest pitch of the night for Magdaleno. 97 gassed up above the letters. Olsovsky retired for a key out number one. And it flips Noah Williams, the switch hitter, to the right side. Williams 1-for-3 today. Extended his hit streak to 5 games. Magdaleno, first pitch slider at the knees. Green Jackets against lefties. Haven't had a ton of success. Williams is 1-for-18 from the right side. Numbers much better as a lefty. Choked up just a tad on the bat. Nothing and one on the left fielder. High ball one. Green Jackets trying to mount a miraculous comeback. Had a pair of two-run innings in the fifth and seventh. The three-run seventh for the Wood Ducks remains the difference. 1-1 home. Big chopper over to third. Mejia had to wait back, and a high throw is snared by Guerrero, out number two. The last hope is Wilmer De La Cruz. 1-for-3, reached twice, scored once. He'll bat as a right-hander for the first time in a Green Jacket uniform. First pitch to De La Cruz, outside corner. Magdaleno has looked comfortable in this ninth inning, placing everything right on the fringes. 0-1 off speed outside corner. And De La Cruz is down to his final strike. Nothing in two on De La Cruz. Magdaleno, the pitch. Outside, ball one. De La Cruz, 3-for-5 in two games. Reached on a walk and an error as well on base time after time. 1-2 pitch. Slider, strike three looking, and that's the ball game. A pair of K's in a 1-2-3 ninth, and Brian Magdaleno slams the door on the Green Jackets. 6-4 is your final. Down East gets their seventh consecutive win and third in a row against the Green Jackets. 6 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Wood Ducks. 8 left on base. 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for the Green Jackets, having left on 5. The winning pitcher will be Bormi. He gets the job done out of the bullpen. 4+ innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned in relief. And Bormy, who has been solid all season long, was hit around a little bit, but still gets his 5th win. Bormy now 5-2 on the year and 1-0 against Augusta. The loss will go to Anthony Garcia. He's 0-2. Green Jackets tied the ball game at 2. They got Adam Meyer off the hook, but 3 runs in the 7th on back-to-back homers from Baker Barroso and Julian Brock, proving to be the key difference. Green Jackets get themselves their first home run of the week, and first in the last 9 games played, Joe Olsovsky with a solo shot in the 5th. A 2-for-4 day for Olsovsky with a pair of runs scored. De La Cruz and Williams each reach once and score once. Luis Guanipa 2-for-4, his first multi-hit day at the full season level, and doubles his RBI total with the Green Jackets on a 2-run knock in the 7th. The final runs Augusta scored in the night. Had a chance in the 8th, 2-on, 2 outs, and Jacob Godman just missing a fastball at the top of the zone on a 3-2 pitch. Got solid wood, but narrowly missed the barrel. Ended up dying in front of the warning track. And that would have vastly changed the concept of the game. Down East now 52-45 on the year. 17-15 in the second half as their run of dominance continues. Green Jackets fall to 9-22. Having dropped their 11th straight. That'll move Down East up the standings slightly compared to some of their peers, but they will not gain a game on the Frednats as Fredericksburg knocked off Lynchburg tonight. That ball game having just now finalized out at Bank of the James Stadium. 9-7 as Lynchburg made it close. Fayetteville gets a win, Myrtle Beach gets the win, Kannapolis will win, and Carolina gets a W. So Salem will drop below the Wood Ducks. Down East will be 3.5, Carolina 2.5, back of the Frednats at this juncture. Tomorrow night, the Green Jackets send Davis Polo to the mound, looking for his first win as a starter and 2nd win of this season. Polo has had some contact against him in his last 2 ballgames, but there have been things to build on. He'll look to rebound. He's worked better at home on the year as a whole. Wood Ducks will counter with Brian Mendoza going for them. First time Augusta will see Mendoza. And like so many others on this roster, solid numbers up and down the season. A 2.54 ERA and a 4-4 record. It will be Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night here tomorrow. So the Green Jackets will wear their Marvel-inspired uniforms, which will be auctioned off post-game, both in-house and online, to benefit local charity Walton Options. Those jerseys have came out well. We're excited to debut those. And we'll be live with you at 6:55 for a 7:05 first pitch from SRP Park. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Green Jackets keep it close, but can't escape the long balls for the 3rd night in a row. Down East has at least 2 in all 3 games, and the Wood Ducks get their 7th straight win, 6-4 is your final. Have a wonderful night, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you tomorrow back here at SRP.